the best and the brightest.
Opportunities.
The next idea.
We're going to find that these social and cultural factors really add a lot to economic growth.
Can creative undertakings like art be an economic driver in Michigan communities? Well, certainly Art Prize in Grand Rapids has given us a good sense that the answer can be a resounding yes, but it's often hard to quantify just what that economic impact is. Our latest contributors to The Next Idea are taking advantage of Ann Arbor's new 10-day art festival called PopX to try to find out the best ways to measure the economic impact of art in our communities. Marie Clough is here. She's president and CEO of the Ann Arbor Art Center. And Neil Hajra is here, president and CEO of the Ann Arbor Area Community Foundation. Good to have you both with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Marie, I'm going to start with you. Tell us what you're doing with PopX in Ann Arbor. It just launched October 15th. It sounds very ambitious.
So PopX is a 10-day outdoor exhibition of contemporary art, and it's in Liberty Plaza, which is downtown Ann Arbor. There are 8 10-by-10 structures, so there are 100 square feet buildings, so we call them tiny pavilions. And inside of those pavilions are unique art installations, either by an individual artist or by a group of artists.
That does sound interesting. And Neil, I think we can all see pretty clearly some of the intangible benefits of public art projects like PopX and Art Prize, certainly over the last 7 years in Grand Rapids, the beautification of public spaces. You get people from all walks of life joining together around art. And the arts are always mentioned in creating vibrant cities and towns that people want to live in. But the economic impact of art has always been tough to quantify. How do you, Neil, typically measure the economic impact of art projects under consideration for funding at the Community Foundation?
You know, that's a great question, and folks have been asking that question for a long time. It's only in the last year that the Ann Arbor Area Community Foundations have been able to answer that. We undertook a year-long study of arts organizations and arts audiences and boil that down into an economic model that finally answers the question for Washtenaw County of what the economic impact is of festivals, events, and specific organizations. So when we're considering how to invest in arts with the money we have from the community, we're now considering that filter of what is the economic impact. It's not the only filter, but with the new study and tool that we have, we're able to actually quantify that in a way that hasn't been possible before.
Marie, how has this challenge that Neil talked about of measuring economic impact, how has that affected what you've been able to do at the Ann Arbor Arts Center?
So it's very interesting. When I think of arts and culture, there's always that, you know, everybody intrinsically knows that it's great, but how do you make that case? So what it does is as we have events and come up with new programs at the Art Center, they're designed and implemented with a lens on how do we measure the effectiveness of this. And we have surveys now that we have, that we formal surveys that we give after events and after programs to find out, do people like it? We collaborate with area businesses to provide discounts, and then we check with them afterwards, you know, what was your increase in business? We had one of our pop-ins show, the guy next door at the Beer Grotto, they did like $3,000 more in business that night because of the collaboration. Because if you got a stamp at the Art Center, then you could go off and visit one of the area, you know, diners or eateries or establishments and get a discount. So we're able to kind of measure our impact through their impact.
And could I add one thing to that? Marie and I both get really excited about talking about measurable impact and data, and that's a great thing. I think the important part, though, is to say there's a big ampersand involved. So whenever we're talking about economic impact, whenever we're talking about the data, that's in addition to all the other benefits of arts and culture. So having grown up in this area, believe me, I understand how embedded arts and culture is in this community, and that's a great thing. It's great for education. It's great for the soul. And like you said, it's great for community vibrancy. Mm-hmm. What we're saying is it's also great for the economy, and that's the part we're trying to quantify, but in no way are we saying that's the only benefit of arts and culture.
Marie, for PopX, you've partnered with a team of grad students led by University of Michigan Professor Rob Goodspeed to try to break down some of these economic impact elements, and the team's going to measure some interesting things. What would they be looking at?
Well, this is an exciting collaboration between the two. So Dr. Rob Goodspeed put together an urban vitality analysis team. And so they're going out and about and they're measuring all kind. They're trying to figure out what are the best measurables for this kind of. So we're working with the DDA to understand the parking. We have merchandise sales. We have people and artists who have submitted for entries. So we're taking a very broad picture, trying to see, it is the first year, right? Mm-hmm. So this is something that will build over time. But we're trying to get an early feel for what are the best indicators of attendance and engagement.
And working with these grad students, you're going to...
And the grad students, what they'll do at the end of PopEx is they'll come back with all of the data that they've gathered in a variety, and we'll combine that with several, with the survey that goes on for people who come in. And then from that, we'll spit out, similar to the Community Foundation, a model that we can use going forward that makes sense.
And here's where it gets interesting. So after having spent 12 months interviewing audience members at a variety of events, including Art Center events, but many others as well, we are already predicting what some of the economic impact will be. So, for example, we know that on average, every single person that attends an arts and culture event in Washtenaw County spends on average $27.67. Hmm. Not on the price of admission, we're excluding that, but on everything else. It might be transportation, it might be food, it might be parking. And there's benefits to private businesses. There's benefits, obviously, to groups like the DDAs and downtowns and cities. And so we're excited to see how our general county-level data and what it predicts compares to what PopEx will be measuring at the event level.
And then taking this data-driven approach now, how do you see this changing the role that arts play, not just in Washtenaw County, but really counties and communities across Michigan?
Sure. If you look at what Michigan is trying to do at the state level all the way down to the local level, what we're pitching is there are many ways to boost the economy through things that are inherently great about the Michigan economy. So, for example, we hear a lot about the green economy and the blue economy. Mm-hmm. And what we're saying is arts and culture should be part of that conversation. It is not the only part. Obviously, there are many industries that boost economy. But what we're saying is we've measured and shown a significant impact in Washtenaw County by the nonprofit arts and culture sector. We're sure that's true in many other counties in Michigan. So from policymakers from the state down to the local level, how can you not include the arts and culture in your conversations? And I'll add one other piece. Nonprofit arts and culture is driven by philanthropy. We know that's an incredibly important part of sustainability at the local level. And what we want to tell donors is when you donate to a nonprofit arts and culture group, you're actually benefiting the economy. So there's a tremendous return on investment beyond just the institution that you're donating to. And that's a message that should resonate all over the state. This should be part of a conversation at the local and state levels.
Marie, what role do you see art playing as we look to build Michigan's 21st century economy? I'm asking you both, but I'm starting with you, Marie.
Well, it's interesting. I just recently attended the International Downtown Association Conference in San Francisco a couple of weeks ago, and it was fascinating to look at how San Francisco has how their view and what their investment in arts and culture is. It's integral at their table. The arts and culture group sits at the table of policymakers in the city. The city funds arts and culture there. So they understand how important that engagement is. It's a little different here in Ann Arbor because we do have the University of Michigan that really is our arts and culture. But the nonprofit sector and the non-university sector, they play a great role in changing communities and making them vibrant. And I saw that happen in San Francisco, and I listened to several other cities around the country talk about that. So I'm hoping that trying to get an economic lens on this will bring it to the forefront a little more and help us to get to the table.
What do you think, Neil?
I'll actually go to a couple of common questions I hear whenever the question of our economy comes up. So, for example, how do you attract businesses to an area? There are a lot of ways of doing that, but I'll tell you, a robust arts and culture sector is a very appealing factor for any regional or national business. How do you keep younger professionals in the community? This is something that Washtenaw County faces as well as many other counties in Michigan. We know there is a brain drain going on. And I'll tell you, if you survey or interview any young professionals, what they're looking for are activities and robust ways to engage outside of the 9-to-5 job.
And we have a series this week called Art for Innovators that's happening at the Public Library in association that's part of the PopEx programming, where we're talking about innovation and art and how they're so important to each other. But we have a lot of young families of these young tech people that have moved here, and they want their families engaged. It's a way to stay and have their families and children engage with the arts. So we already see it happening. It's here.
And I think that's kind of a shift, isn't it, from the way things were, let's say, the previous generation. Were people so anxious to be engaged in that way versus, hey, we'll go once a year to the museum. Okay, on to other things.
Well, one of the interesting things, we also launched a new program that the Ann Arbor Area Community Foundation helped us with as well, was a new art and technology lab. And in that lab, so we're really grabbing the tech crowd and saying, you know, there's a lot of creativity that goes along with the tech sector, and they're excited about it. We've actually filled 4 adult classes for our first ever launch this fall. I mean, so everybody's interested in it. So we've managed to take art and technology, put them together, and it's a perfect pairing.
A third piece I'll add is Washtenaw County is known as a great destination for retirees. We know there's a growing population of retirees who choose to relocate here from other parts of the state and the country. And make no mistake, one of the reasons they do is because of the robust set of arts and culture activities that are available. And we think that arts and culture should be recast as a growth industry. Only at the point where you tell me there's too many jobs in this economy is the point I'll tell you, okay, we don't have to grow arts and culture anymore. I've not heard it described like that before. And I think in Washtenaw County, sometimes we have the sense that it's good enough. We have a lot of things going on. But if you look at other communities, and Marie cited San Francisco and Austin and Boulder and Milwaukee, and the list goes on, they're actively investing in their arts and culture sector and seeking to grow it because they know that there's such a great feedback loop in terms of vibrancy, talent retention, economy, employability, business attraction. So many of those things are part of the equation.
Interesting conversation from Marie Clough, president and CEO of the Ann Arbor Arts Center, and Neil Hajra, who's president and CEO of the Ann Arbor Area Community Foundation. You'll find their essay at the Next Idea page at michiganradio.org, and we certainly look forward to hearing your comments there or on Michigan Radio's Facebook page or, as always, on Twitter at Next Idea MI. Marie and Neil, great talking with you. Thank you so much for being with us on the Next Idea.
Thank you so much for inviting us.
Appreciate the time.